The panel that shapes federal fish policy for Alaskan waters is launching a new committee to connect with rural residents of the state. But some regional leaders say the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's new Rural Community Outreach Committee still falls short of the goal of full council membership. From KNOM in Nome, Jesse Zink reports.
In May, Unalakleet fisherman Art Ivanoff asked Senator Lisa Murkowski to consider legislation that would create four tribal seats on the 11-member North Pacific Council. Ivanoff and many other rural residents of the state have expressed concern in recent years that the North Pacific Council is overly dominated by industry representatives. In a response this month, Murkowski urged Ivanoff to look to the new Rural Community Outreach Committee. Ivanoff says that's not sufficient.
What I'm hoping is that alongside with this native outreach, we can move forward simultaneously to see if we could gain some seats, voting seats for tribal members. Without a voting seat, we're just going to be given advice. And I guess that's the bottom line, is we're going to be serving as an advisor capacity. We've served that many times over. And what we need are those actual seats.
Myron Nanning is president of the Association of Village Council Presidents based in Bethel. His region has seen declining salmon runs that Nanning blames on excessive bycatch by the Bering Sea pollock fishery. He agrees an advisory committee isn't enough.
All the committees do is just make recommendations and suggestions. The council ultimately votes for implementation of regulations. Just an outreach committee is not going to do anything on actions taken by the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. But if we do have seats on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, then it will impact whatever the council is dealing with at that time. But right now, our villages who are impacted by the bycatches are completely excluded by the system.
The seven-member outreach committee will be chaired by Eric Olson. Olson also chairs the full North Pacific Council. He says it's a mistake to think the committee is for native advocacy. He sees its purpose as one of native outreach.
The premise that this committee was set up to be an avenue for tribal input, I think, is not necessarily the case. My take on this is not going to be like field hearings where we take testimony from folks and then advocate for them. It's more important to get that input directly to the council. This committee to help folks in rural Alaska understand how the council works and ways that they can improve their participation at the council meetings themselves.
The outreach committee is set to hold its meetings in Anchorage. Nanning says that's not a good start.
If they're meeting in Anchorage, there's nothing rural about it. It's set up to be excluding the people that are going to be impacted by any information that this committee might be gathering.
But Olson says logistical and financial considerations force the meeting to be held in Alaska's largest city.
Anchorage is a central location for folks to come in. It's tough for us to hit every region of the state right now. If we had unlimited funds, it would definitely be a lot easier to do that, but that's not the case.
Olson himself is an Alaska native from Dillingham who works for the Community Development Quota Group in the Yukon Delta. CDQ groups take a share of the Bering Sea fisheries and reinvest them in coastal communities. Ivanoff says it's good to have native voices on the North Pacific Council, but there also needs to be non-industry representation.
We're looking for members of federally recognized tribes to serve on the council. We want voting seats of people who have only really one agenda, and that's the health and welfare of the resource. What we're hoping for are seats with people that are not directly employed with the CDQ program or the pollock industry.
Numerous state and federal bodies have created advisory or outreach committees to encourage rural involvement in policymaking. Residents of Bush, Alaska can join subsistence advisory boards, local school boards, and numerous others. Nanning says he appreciates the effort at outreach, but there's a more basic problem with the structure of such advisory groups. The way the groups function isn't congruent with Alaska Native ways of making decisions and may end up excluding participants.
The Roberts Rules of Orders that are utilized by the meeting systems pretty much excludes a lot of input that can be provided on issues that affect people like in the community. Whoever's chairing the meeting puts a time limit on the issues to be discussed. I attended meetings in the past where one elder will say that he's going to make a short comment, but the comment gets to be an extensive one. But trying to convey a point, and ultimately it takes different examples to make that point come across.
The first meeting of the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's Rural Community Outreach Committee is August the 12th in Anchorage. It's expected to hold one or two meetings annually. Reporting from Nome, I'm Jesse Zink.